I was scrolling through some of our comments on the video of the French doors. I mentioned one earlier. Somebody said, well, what about the glass pane? And we had a couple solutions there, a double cylinder deadbolt or a security film. Another gentleman said, I just realized that when they put my French doors in, they installed them backwards. So the door goes into the home and that trim that's supposed to be there is on the inside of the home. And he's like, what to do now? Well, aside from removing all of the trim, cutting, if they nailed it in, cutting all the nails that secure the door to the frame of the home and physically reversing it, you would have to put, I would say, a security door on the exterior would be his alternate solution.
Yeah, it would be.
Other than manually having to cut it out and move it around. That's somebody not paying attention. You would think even just when they were down at the door jamb, they would notice, hey, this doesn't look right. Well, why is this sloped to the inside?
Well, if I told you how many sliding patio Arcadia doors were installed backwards, you'd call me a liar. It's unbelievable how many of them are installed backwards where the sliding door is on the outside of the fixed window. And it's so easy to get in. A baby could do it. So, but, you know, when you're trying to build a subdivision, you're trying to get costs down as much as possible for the homeowners to be able to afford your homes, you just order 1,000 left-hand sliding patio doors, and you just make them right-hand on the floor plan that they have to be by turning them inside out. Thousands of those units are installed all over Arizona. Well, I'm happy to see that people are taking advantage of the YouTube. We think that's one way it becomes a little bit easier to see everything. The YouTube on securing your French door has been viewed by 60,000. What YouTube do we have that's been viewed the most?
You know, we're almost over the 100,000 mark on the fixing the interior door that won't stay opened or closed.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Looking at the analytics and the pacing views, you know, probably by the end of September, we'll hit that 100,000 mark, and
it's so easy.
Have doors that ghost and swing, or don't stay open or don't stay closed. There could be a lot of reasons that's causing it,
yeah.
And without having to reset or re-anchor or rebalance the door, you just pop the hinge pin out, take it outside, and hit it with a hammer. You know that pin. That nail, the hinge pin looks like a nail. It's got a strike head on top, and the pin itself is smaller. So when you lay it on its side, there's this, you know, it creates a triangle between the head of the pin and the end of the pin and the concrete flat surface. So when you hit it with a hammer in the middle, you can put an indention in it and then go put that bent hinge pin back into the hinge, and that bent hinge will create enough friction that it'll keep the door from swinging. And if it doesn't work on one, well, then do it on two. Do it on both the hinges. Start with the top one. If that doesn't solve it, do it to the bottom one, and that will.
Well, that becomes the show and tell section of the website. Now, we're going to do something in the next hour we haven't done very often on the show.
Oh?
And we're going to ask you, if you're listening to us at home, be prepared to go to your computer and turn it on and get to our website. Because this is the time of year super cooling becomes a huge issue. And we had, as I was telling you about the letter from Rick in Oro Valley earlier, we have another very engaged listener who's been hearing me talk about super cooling for years. Didn't believe me, wouldn't do it. Didn't believe me, wouldn't do it. Finally took the bait and did it. And year over year, July to July, he cut his cooling bill by 50%.
What?
He cut his cooling bill by 50%. He cut his air conditioning bill by 33%. And he was willing to send us all of his APS bills. And we've got them up on the website, and I'm going to talk you through that in the 10 o'clock hour. how you can turn your air conditioning down, live cooler.
He consumed more energy.
He consumed more energy and cut his bill by 33%.
And
the indoor temperature of his house went from 78 degrees to 70 degrees.
So
saved a third by getting more comfortable.
On those days when it's 110, that feels good.
Oh, yeah.
Man, does that feel good.
So that's another way we're bringing visual imaging into everything that we're doing. It'll be next hour in the 10 o'clock hour. And I want to thank
Mike. And we have his name and address all blacked out.
Yeah. We've protected his privacy. But I do want to thank him for being willing to send that to us, because I think it's going to make it really easy for people who have heard me talking about it. They're going to actually see the results.
Could we be fair and say which power company he has?
He already said APS.
Oh, he did say. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He is with APS.
I'm listening to the show and I didn't listen. He'll figure.
And it could apply to any.
It does.
Utility company. It, you know, the time of use is going to be different. Your on peak, off peak are going to be different depending on what rate plan and what utility company you're in. So you've just got to, you know, educate yourself to what your own utility provider does. But it's a universal application. And it's our open line hour, so we'll be taking calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U if you'd like to join the conversation. Text messages can be sent to 411-923, and you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you need to attach a picture or a quick video, those are all the different ways you can communicate with the program. Here at Rosie on the House, we've switched our hours recently. This used to be the 9 o'clock was our open line hour, but what we have found is when we bring guests in, we have so many follow-up questions for the guests often that our phone lines are tied up, and even though and we've got live programming after our broadcast at 11, so we would have to clear all the everyone that finally got on the line to talk to our guest in a matter of minutes, and this allows us to spend more time following up with individual questions and allows our guests time to answer your question. So the 9 o'clock hour is now our On the House hour, where we cover something physically on your home, and it was security today. 10 o'clock hour now, open lines, whatever you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.